75% of that 75% will relapse. And unfortunately, recurrent ovarian cancer is invariably fatal. We have no treatment that can really cure patients who have recurrent ovarian cancer. So we're dealing with the fact that most patients will get initial chemotherapy and most patients will require some type of recurrent therapy, a treatment for recurrent disease. And again, the mainstay for a treatment of recurrent disease will be chemotherapy. And again, we subdivide this group of patients with recurrent disease into those patients who we consider sort of platinum sensitive, which means they had a disease-free interval of at least 6 months. And we treat them with a carboplatin-based combination. And if they're platinum resistant, they recur very quickly, then we treat them with non-platinum drugs. So that's the basic approach to this group of patients. And if we look at the end of the day, have we improved survival in the long run in the last decade? Its long-term survival probably has been slightly improved. What has changed, however, is the number of patients who are living at least 5 years. We're getting more and more patients to live longer. So median survival now in patients with advanced stage disease is over 5 years. So, and the percent of patients who are alive at 5 years has increased from about 30%, that's all ovarian cancer patients, about 30% about 15 or 20 years ago now to close to 50%. So we're making progress in making it more of a chronic disease, but unfortunately, most patients ultimately will succumb to the disease.